Look outside the windows here in Washington, D.C., and you see nothing but snow-covered cars and snow-covered roofs, if you can see anything at all. A massive snowstorm is sweeping across the eastern U.S., and we're about to learn how it's affecting three cities. We start in Philadelphia, where Dr. Ari Schwell is working at the emergency room at Temple University Hospital. Dr. Schwell, what kind of a day are you having there?
It's actually not too busy, but everyone coming in is pretty sick.
How much snow are you getting in Philadelphia?
I've heard on the radio anything from up to 20 inches.
Have you had a chance to look out the window?
I drove in a few hours ago and it was coming down very heavy. It was very slow going on the roads.
I would imagine that if a bunch of employees are not able to get into the emergency room, that might be something that would cause difficulty there.
Actually, that is our biggest difficulty right now, where staff is staying over. People are planning on staying the night to replace staff that can't get in.
How big is the emergency facility there? How many people do you have working there at any one time? How many patients come in and out?
We have about 30 patients in at any given time, maybe 40. And we have about 20 staff members here.
And in situations like this, do you tend to get a lot of weather-related injuries or illnesses?
Yes, we do. All the usual heart attacks and everything else, but we have a lot of people slipping and falling. We have a couple of people with hypothermia and frostbite. And then the cold and snow tends to give people who do have illnesses, stress them even worse, and they get sicker.
Dr. Schwell, how long will you be there tonight?
I'll be here at least till 11 o'clock. But if my relief can't come in, I'll be here through the night.
And do you have any hope of getting home if you are relieved?
I can hope. Yeah, I think we'll get home. The roads were reasonably clear.
Ari Schwell is a doctor at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia. Dr. Schwell, thanks very much.
No problem.
Next, we're going to Davis, West Virginia. That's where Tom Blanzy is the general manager of the Timberline Ski Resort. Mr. Blanzy, I would think that a snowstorm like this would be good news for somebody in your profession.
Well, personally, I like it. Our customers really like it. The problem that they face is travel on the roads and getting back and forth from their condominiums or their houses to the resort.
How much snow are you getting?
We had 22 inches. We're expecting 20 inches more.
This is beyond what you would normally expect, even though you're obviously in a ski area.
Yes, we haven't had a snowstorm of this significance. It's been some time.
How many employees do you have, Mr. Blanzy?
Full and part-time. During the winter, we run anywhere from 300 to 350.
Have they been having any trouble getting into work today?
Pretty much all departments were short. So we've had to scramble, and we've even had customers helping us out in a number of areas. We had a number of people from Georgia and come here and help in the food service and really pitched in and helped with the whole effort.
I think those people from Georgia just wanted to stay inside.
Well, maybe they did, but they certainly had a good time.
Tom Blanzy is the general manager of the Timberline Ski Resort in Davis, West Virginia. Mr. Blanzy, thanks.
And thank you.